With our next guest's help, we have been regularly diving into the world of comics and culture around them. Here on the show, here on Radio Boston, Joel Christian Gill is the inaugural chair of the Boston University MFA program in visual narrative, and he's been our guide into the world of comics. He's back for a special edition of Comic Culture today. Welcome back, Joel.
Thanks for having me.
Happy New Year to
you. Happy New Year.
So you brought a guest here in Studio 2 with you, Lissa Kramer, who is Director of Galleries at Boston University. Welcome to the show, Lissa.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And we're going to be talking about an exhibit at BU, so I'm just going to note for full disclosure that BU holds WBUR's broadcast license as well. So I will get to you in a minute, Joel, but I'm actually going to start with you, Lissa.
Uh-oh.
You worked with Joel on this comic exhibit. And so I have two questions for you. These are fill in the blanks. Before you started working on this exhibit, you thought comics were?
For children.
Okay. And now that you have worked on this exhibit, you think comics are?
For everyone.
Joel, react.
I win. Yeah. Mischief managed.
<Yeah. laughs> All right. So tell us how the two of you started to come to work together, Joel.
So Harvey Young, our dean, wanted to do a comic exhibition, and he reached out to me, and then Lissa reached out to me, and I started thinking about, I had done a similar exhibition when I was at another school, and I said, we should do this bigger. And when I was thinking about this process and like all of the stuff that we could put in, I was like, oh, this is going to be too hard. This is going to be too difficult. And Lissa was just like, she tapped my hand. She goes, Joel, just don't worry about it. Just figure it out. We can do it. And I was like, okay, so let's go all out. So I legitimately started thinking about, how people typically view comics. As we've talked about before, comics has been superheroes or funny kids in the newspaper. But in reality, comics are not that. Comics are a medium, not a genre. And so that's the name of the show. Comics are a medium, not a genre. And what that means is when you think about comics, people typically associate it with superheroes or newspaper funnies. And so we have superheroes and newspaper funnies, but we also have Alison Bechdel's Fun Home. We also have Grass Green, who was one of the first black underground cartoonists. We have a whole slew of works from an underground publisher named Dennis Kitchen. We have Swamp Thing. We have Superman. We have all these different comics to basically show that comics are, as Scott McCloud said in Understanding Comics, comics are the picture in which you put the liquid in. They are not the liquid. So if you put Kool-Aid in that liquid, it's for everybody. It's for kids. It's for everybody. But if you put sangria in it, it's not for kids unless you're a bad parent.
Okay, so I did not see that one coming. I liked it a lot. So I'll come back to you now, Lissa. So we have this exhibit. It opens tomorrow at Boston University. Most people don't even know can't picture an exhibit, and most of us don't know how one gets put together. So what is it exactly that you do?
Oh, well, in this case, I did all of the paperwork.
Riveting.
A lot of my job takes place behind a computer, and I would say about 10% is the stuff that people think I actually do, with the hanging of the art, selecting the art. In this case, I got lucky. I'm not an expert in the field of comics. Joel is our expert, so I got to defer to him quite a bit. He came up with our checklist, and I told him to dream big, and then I regretted saying that. I didn't know what I was asking. But he did. He came up with the checklist. We have over 100 different pieces in the show. He gave me that checklist, and then I
went out and got
made
him
happen.
Yeah. And the paperwork is because in this, I can't decide if I'm supposed to be embarrassed to admit this or not, but I'm not embarrassed, and I'm just going to admit it. I didn't realize that for an exhibit like this, you have to borrow a lot from people like private collections and things like that?
Yes.
So talk about that.
Yes. So many of our exhibitions are loaned exhibitions. We don't have our own collection at the BU Art Gallery, so most of the works that we bring in are from private collections or different museums, from museum collections. In this case, we have, I believe we have 40 lenders, and of those lenders, we've got the Library of Congress that's actually going in today. We've got the Gottlieb Library.
Wait, what's from the Library of Congress?
Oh, we've got, I think, 8 works.
So can you name one?
We've got the very first Charlie Brown comic, which is incredible. We've got Alison Bechdel's Dykes to Watch Out For. We got pages from that. We have Gasoline Alley, Frank King. We've got Crazy Cat. These are all like Hearst, like comics from the 1890s. We've got Crazy Cat. We've got Yellow Kid, which are like foundational American comics. Like those things are from the Library of Congress. And it's like, I'm just like thinking about it. It like gives me chills. They're like amazing to see these things in real life.
And a couple of the other places you've got parts of the collection from.
Right. We've got private lenders. The Gottlieb Library just down the street on our own campus has a collection of comics that they're loaning to us as well. So we've got a Little Orphan Annie coming.
Little Orphan Annie.
There's a few mainstream comics that are coming.
Al Cap.
That are coming from our own institution. So it's pretty exciting.
So, Joel, now that I listen about this, right, and I'm learning about it, I have a couple questions for you. And the first is, how did you know what was out there to get? Like, you have this checklist, and is it, oh, we have to get one of these and one of these and one of these specifically? And how did you know where they'd be and who has them? Or is it more, we got to get a type of this and a type of this, and then you just go sniffing and see what you can find?
Well, originally I had conceived of the idea to have different sections of the work. So there's like women in comics, BIPOC comics, mainstream comic, alternative press, queer comics, and we were going to have like these sections. But I thought it would be more integrated to have everybody in the same place. And so with that, I had a list of like the people that I thought would be good. And
so you really went from the artist.
Yeah, I went from the artist standpoint. And so like reaching out to, you know, if I think about like who, and we have people who've written for it, like Hillary Chute, who's a professor at Northeastern, wrote about women in comics. Dan Mazur, who's a cartoonist in Boston, in Cambridge, and he wrote about comics of the world, and he loaned us a bunch of stuff. And so it was sort of like thinking about, like, these are the categories, and how do we get enough stuff in all those categories so that we can make sure that the show is very diverse? We've got, you know, every type of comic you can think of is in the show. And the way in which I think about this, and I told Lissa this as well when we were hanging the show, and I was like, I want people to walk into the gallery and there be an explosion of comics. Mm. And we've got some, like, one of the things about the Gottlieb, I just want to like really like yell about this, is that we have a letter from a cartoonist named Frederick Opper, who was an American cartoonist who started in Europe. And then he wrote about how comics in America was different than Europe. And he writes this foundational letter that they actually have in the Gottlieb, and I'm so excited about it. And so that letter is in the show as well, this handwritten letter about like the difference between European comics and American comics. And this was one of the like fathers of how comics are made in the United States. And so he comes over and he talks about like the difference between panel borders and word balloons and like the working in the process and like the fight between Pulitzer and the Hearst newspapers. It's really fascinating.
So the Pulitzer and Hearst fight included over comics.
Oh, yeah. They would throw money at people. That's how most superheroes were created. Like, somebody would create a superhero, and then they would throw money at him and say, make me a Superman. And so then you get, you know, the Phantom, or you'd get Batman, or you get, like, they would just throw money at people, right? Or they would throw money and say, I want you to steal this idea and do it. And they would, like, fight back and forth, and they would throw money at cartoonists. I wish they would throw money at cartoonists now. It'd be amazing.
All right. So, Lissa, I'll come back to you, and we're speaking with Joel Christian Gill and Lissa Kramer about Comics is a Medium, Not a Genre, which is an exhibit that's opening at Boston University tomorrow. What is the most far, boy, that's grammatically incorrect, and yet I'm going to say it, the most farthest flung comic in the exhibit? How far did you go?
Ooh.
Japan? We've got manga from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, I got to say that the world comic section is pretty diverse. There's we've got some French comics out there.
South America.
And then Agardo has got the Puerto Rican superhero.
Whose name I'm going to butcher, but I'm not going to say it.
we really stretched out. And this is the first exhibition that I've ever done where Joel, the curator, asked the artists themselves to submit their own work, to submit what they would like.
So you invited a self-nomination, basically,
yeah.
Joel.
So what I would do is I'd send people messages like, I would say, I would really like to have some of this work, but if you feel something else is better, that's okay. So like a friend of mine, Whit Taylor, I asked her for specifically work from one of her books, and she was like, well, I just loaned it to somebody else. Can you take this? And so that would be the case. Or people would typically send stuff from like whatever their you know, most acclaimed work. Like Nate Powell, who's the cartoonist who drew March, he sent pages from March, which are incredible. And so he sent some pages from March, but he also sent a page from his new book, Save It for Later, right? So, like, we had people just guess, like, basically saying, here's what I'd like to have. I'd say, here's what I'd like to have, and they'd say, here's what I have, and most of the time they sent what I'd like to have.
So are graphic novels there as well, represented as well?
So comics and graphic novels are the same thing?
Yeah, well, so we have talked about that,
yeah.
But the reason that I ask is that for our listeners still,
yeah.
Right, like Fights, your graphic novel, which is the first time I ever talked to you on
right.
air, right? I'm assuming, did you put pages from Fights in
I
there?
Did not.
You did not! Okay, I'm going to scold you.
I asked multiple times if he would submit work, and he
Why
said
not?
No.
Why?
Well, I did drawings for, so I did drawing cartoons of all the people who wrote for something in the show. So they're, like, my work is in the show. I don't know. I just felt like it was pretentious to put my own work
put your
in
own
there.
Stuff
like,
in there.
I just didn't want to do that. Yeah, I felt bad about it.
So we have talked before about graphic novels and comics being the same thing, and yet, still for many people, just like when we started with you, listen, I said, what did you think? Fill in the blank for kids, now for everybody. The form, right? The form is much broader than
yeah.
what we understand in our basic conceptions. And as I want people to picture when they walk in and they get this cacophony of comics, right?
A cacophony of comics.
All the,
that's the word.
Do
there.
You like it?
Yes.
All the different forms that it can come in. And this is the other thing. There are people behind everything in this collection. And Joel, you've told us a little bit about some of the artists. And I'm curious about the collectors. Did you meet Lissa or Joel? Any collectors who particularly struck you, or their collections did, or the way they feel about these comics?
Dennis Kitchen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So tell us.
Absolutely.
Dennis is a great, he's an underground cartoonist. He had a press called Kitchen Sink Press. I called him because I knew he was in the area, and I'm like, you know, I'd love to see some of the work. He was like, why don't you just come down here? And so I go to his house, and I'm completely overwhelmed. His house is completely filled with comics. He has Harvey Kurtzman's collection, Howard Cruz's collection, Wills Eisner's collection, because he's the executor of their estates. Howard Cruz was the first openly gay cartoonist, one of the first openly gay cartoonists. Will Eisner created The Spirit, and Harvey Kurtzman was one of the founders of Mad Magazine. He has, like, figure drawings from Harvey Kurtzman in, like, a flat file. And then his house is just like a museum. And then he has this, like, crazy thing, which I'll talk about at the side. It's called the Valley of the Dolls behind his house, where he's created this, like, this incredible, like, sculpture that you walk through that's made of dolls. And so Lissa's like, I'm going to Dennis's house. I hope I don't die.
And how did it strike you the first time you went?
It's overwhelming in a good way. Like Joel mentioned, you're surrounded by comics, you're swallowed up by them, and then, of course, going out to his special sculptural walk. Dennis said to me, he's like, well, why don't you go ahead and you can set the pace? And I'm like, well, you're going to be behind me. No. I know how this is going to end. But, you know, it's...
I should ask, does Dennis have a sense of humor about this?
Dennis is great.
He
is fantastic. Yeah. I can't say enough things about Dennis.
But Dennis, his whole house, it's all magical in a comics way. And several of our lenders, this is one of the rare times I get to go pick up the works myself. Normally the works are too big and I have to have them delivered. So I got to meet the lenders. I got to meet some of the artists, and everyone was so welcoming and lovely. And every comic artist wants to tell you about their work. So you learn as you're going. So it was an incredible experience.
So the exhibit is comics as a medium, not a genre. Joel, that moment you saw in person for the first time, and the heavens opened up and the light came down and you heard, oh, right? What was that piece of art?
Which one is that? I don't know. There's so many. To single one out would be incredible. Dean Kamen sent some of his father's work. He sent it from Manchester, Jack Kamen's work, and he worked for EC Comics in the 50s, and so he sent Orphan, which was one of the comics that started the process of banning books in the 1950s.
Why? So, what kind of subject matter?
Because it was at the time in the 1950s, we got a few more in this. In the 1950s, comics were were started to look at as like not for they're marketing toward kids when they shouldn't be.
Got it.
And they were looking at comics not as like books, but like these are kids things. And so that meant we can talk about this another time. We get the Comics Code Authority, we get self-censorship, Batman gets Robin, Captain America gets Bucky. We start making comics for kids, and in Europe it's something different. But Orphan is a story about like a murder. And it's one of those things that spark all of these congressional hearings in the 1950s. And so why all these comics are banned now. It's also the reason why, one of the reasons why we have the term graphic novel in comics. Why Mad Magazine is called magazine and not comics, because they wanted to distance themselves from the floppy comics. They wanted to get away from that. Like, I'm doing something different so that I'm not demonized or put in the same basket, so that we don't have to fall under the same censorship rules. So Orphan is one of those books those stories that was in EC Comics in the 1950s that I think is foundational.
All right. And Lissa, last question to you. So now comics are for everyone. Are you reading comics?
Oh, I don't have a choice. Joel has already given me a list. I have to catch up.
All right. Lissa Kramer is the director of galleries at Boston University. Joel Christian Gill is the inaugural chair of the BU MFA program in visual narrative. The exhibit is Comics is a Medium, Not a Genre. It runs from January 19th to March 24th. And you can find more on our website at radioboston.org. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks.